Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
We're going to go into our go time, where we're talking about what we're doing locally and globally. And today is a special one. We're going to talk about National Adoption Month. Yeah. And the reason we want to talk about these things is because, you know, everybody's, you know, busy lives, working, and these are things that we want everybody to know. So maybe there's an opportunity for you guys to get involved and check it out. So I want to invite the Dellingers up. How y'all doing? So I want to invite y'all up because we have a new guest, or a new gift, right? Little Eli. And I wanted to ask you guys, because many may not know, how this journey started for you guys.
Sure. He might try to take the microphone. Yeah. I'm Rachel. This is my husband, Jake. This is our son, Elias. And our other son, Joseph, is back in Kidsmen right now. When Jacob and I started dating, we both acknowledged that adoption was something that the Lord had placed on our hearts individually. And so to know that we were on the same page about that was a total gift. And so we got married, and according to our plan, we were like, we're going to have, you know, biological kids, and then we'll adopt. Like, we were mapping it all out on our own, and the Lord said, no, you're going to trust me. And so through years of infertility and confusion and struggles, we just gave it to God and started the adoption process at the perfect time, which was in 2018. And then we got pregnant. We put the case on hold. And so the whole way the Lord was mapping out our journey as a family, and he knew exactly how our family was meant to grow. We opened our adoption case back up when our son Joseph was about 1.5, and we had been waiting since about 2022. And I just want to encourage anybody who is in a season of waiting. The waiting was hard. I didn't really want to talk about it too much because, you know, we also appreciate everything that his biological family, his birth family, has gone through to get to this point as well. But the waiting was hard, and it stung sometimes. But he's here, and he is who our family was meant to bring home. We got the call on Good Friday this year that he was coming, and we had 4 days to prepare. And the Wednesday after Easter, he was born, and we got to be there. And he is one of the greatest gifts that the Lord has ever given to us.
Amen. Awesome. Now you mentioned that the waiting was hard and stuff like that. How did you see God in that time of waiting?
God, the whole time, it was clear that God was just saying, "Trust me," because we. Like Rachel said, we were trying to do everything on our own. We were trying to plan everything out by ourselves. And God, I guess, didn't like us doing that because we were putting ourselves first. We were putting our family before God. And that's not how it should go because God sent his son Jesus to die for us. We've been brought into God's family through Jesus' death and resurrection, like what we just sang, since curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine. We were bought with the precious blood of Christ. So we've been adopted into God's family. So we, God has just been telling us this whole time to trust him.
That's awesome. And so how is life different now?
Well, we don't sleep as much, but it is worth it. I'll keep it brief, but basically Eli's story is a miracle. In you can't count the ways that it's a miracle that he's here, and that he's healthy. And it's just been mind-blowing because we live in this, I'm going to speak for our family. We live in a bubble. And we heard about all these hypothetical cases and scenarios that could happen when you, you know, grow your family through adoption. But we actually know his story, and we know the sacrifices that his birth mother went through to keep him safe, to give birth to him, and then to place him for an open adoption. We have a relationship with her. And there are risks involved, and so she's a miracle, he's a miracle. And so I think just thankfulness and gratefulness. Now, I still complain, okay? Like, motherhood is a journey, but I think just overall, just absolute awe of when you step back and look at the fact that he's here with us is just a miracle. And so just knowing that the Lord has protected him from the moment, I mean, well, from even before he was conceived, but just throughout his entire journey with her being pregnant and everything, it, knowing how much protection and love the Lord has for this baby, it's an honor to be his parents.
Mm, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you mentioned that, you know, because we were adopted into God's family, it was so important to you to adopt Eli. But did it start off that way? Was that the main purpose, or is that something that we need to reconsider as someone that may be thinking about it, or you know, just a thought right now in their minds? What is that kind of thought process that you guys?
Sure. Well, yeah, starting out, we just knew that we needed to adopt, and you know, passages in Galatians and Romans were played into that too, as well as our relationship with God individually and as a couple. But yeah, if anyone here is thinking about adoption, I would encourage you to go for it. I mean, look. So, yeah, we've definitely learned a lot more about God, a lot more about ourselves, just through this process. And yeah, we are just so thankful for the Lord having his hand in this process.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I will say too, there's a lot of journeys to adoption. You know, our story is just one of many, and we are happy. We're pretty open books, honestly. Maybe not with a microphone in front of everybody, but if you ever have questions, please feel free. We don't know everything. We obviously just know what we've gone through and the trainings that we've received and stuff. But if you ever have any questions or just want to know more about our story, we're happy to share it, because it's not just ours to share. You know, the Lord, this is his story. This is Eli's story. And so if you ever have questions, or if you want to know more about, you know, how we started the process, if you're interested, please let us know. We're happy to meet with you and answer any questions that we can try to answer.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, yeah, if you guys have any questions, please come and talk to the Dellingers. Let me pray, and then we'll continue with worship.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.